Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay. Congratulations on your epic fail!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
It's the viral sensation known as Pizza Rat.
But New York has a brand. It has a brand.
New York is a hellhole. And you know how I feel about hellholes.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
A bit of an awkward moment, really.
Sir, we're going to bring you back to your retirement home.
I mean, this is pure Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, and now over 800,000 people without power in Florida as the hurricane Ian comes ashore. And we're going to speak in this first segment to Ken Cuccinelli. He's the former Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he's now involved in the issues involving elections and voting rights laws. And he is involved with the Election Transparency Initiative. And we wanted to talk to him about the situation across the country now. Ken Cuccinelli, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Howie.
How does it look right now for the midterms about election integrity? Are there going to be the same kind of problems that there were in 2020, or are things a little better? I mean, here and there, we're winning court cases, like in Delaware a couple of weeks ago. I know that's a small state, and it was just at a state level, but is it looking a little better?
It actually is looking substantially better. First of all, 2 years ago, no one was paying attention. And I can tell you, as a former attorney general, knowing that everyone is paying attention is one of the greatest deterrents to potential fraudsters from committing bad acts. It's amazingly strong deterrence. In addition to that, and look at my home state of Virginia. I mean, we just had about 3,500 new people step forward and be election officials, get trained, and every state and locality does this. They bring citizens in to run the election. If you're inside running the election, you can have a hell of a lot more confidence in the outcome where you're working. And with thousands of people with that same attitude, Virginia secured its elections with rather dramatically left-leaning election laws because the Democrats got control in 2019, and yet there was a Republican sweep. So our side won with their rules by watching closely with no changes in the rules. On top of that, in over 20 states, election laws have been improved in the last 2 years, including some blue states like New Jersey and Rhode Island.
Well, I remember in Rhode Island,
changes, but more transparency.
I remember in Rhode Island a few years back, they wanted to put in voter IDs, and I believe the legislation was filed by a Democrat of color from Providence, who was concerned about this. This is an issue that cuts across party lines, despite what you hear in the mainstream media about the so-called voter suppression, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, Georgia was the poster child. We saw the sort of wandering president there in their initial clip, who back then was calling the Georgia fairly mild election reforms Jim Crow 2.0. And you know it's bad when even the Washington Post is calling Joe Biden out for lying. And fast forward to the primaries this year, and they blew away the turnout from 4 years ago in the midterm in 2018, and that was a very motivated midterm. So, in fact, if there's any evidence to be seen from these voting reforms, it's that people are more confident and participate at higher levels. And in fact, the most prominent person to testify before the U.S. Senate when they were talking about federalizing elections last year was Democrat Secretary of State from New Hampshire, Bill Gardner, the longest-serving Secretary of State in American history, said, no, 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 you've got to lock down these election days. You've got to give people confidence in elections, like, as he said, we do in New Hampshire. And we have some of the highest turnout in the country because people believe that Election Day is held sacred and that it is well secured. And that has held up across racial lines, party lines, geographically, despite almost 2 years of the mainstream media and the radical left attacking anybody who wants to improve voter ID laws as racist or fill-in-the-blank name-calling from today. And yet the polling still shows Americans across the board strongly favor that kind of common sense security.
Yet you have a problem with judges, because we've talked, you know, President Trump has, he's been very concerned about New Hampshire. You bring up that state. And I've asked Governor Sununu on the show, because we're up in New Hampshire and a number of stations in that state. And I've asked him, why didn't you have a more comprehensive voter fraud legislation, you know, to stop what's going on, including so-called same-day registration with college students and buses coming up from Massachusetts. But, you know, and he said, and I thought it was a legit point that Governor Sununu raised. He said, we wanted to make sure that this could withstand the challenges from the usual suspects going up before these liberal, especially federal judges. And that's a problem that you still face, isn't it, with these Obama and now Biden judges?
Sure, on the judge selection round, yes. But the fact of the matter is, once you get to the appellate level, and with the Supreme Court's recent rulings on some election laws, that's what they all have to go by. And that whole environment is improving. And one other thing is changing. So George Soros, radical left guy, has been funding virtually a bottomless pit of money, funding litigation on the left, attacking voter laws all over the place, trying to weaken them for almost 20 years.
Wow.
Almost 20 years. And the right was not present in those fights. You mentioned the Delaware case. Oh, it's a small case, court case. But what we need and what we now do is our side fights everywhere. And they do it before the election.
Right.
I got news for you, folks. Once a bad ballot has gone into the box, it's over. 99% of the time, it's too late to do anything about it. That's why it's so important to secure these races on the front end and to bring the lawsuits where you have state officials who aren't obeying their own law, which was a big problem in 2020. We saw it all over the country. And we're getting court rulings, like you said, Howie. I'll give you an example this summer from Wisconsin. Their Supreme Court ruled that the drop boxes that were used, especially in Democrat areas, were illegal under Wisconsin law. So they will not be used in the 2022 election, period. So it's improvements like that that are taking place all over the country, one little piece at a time, and it really does add up.
That was a lot of that Wisconsin shenanigans were financed by Mark Zuckerberg. And one thing about the decline of the stock market is I read today Zuckerberg has lost 60% of his net worth this year. So that's 60% less money he's got to throw into these statewide elections. Let me ask you about Michigan. I was shocked that a couple of weeks ago, a judge said that the plaintiffs in one of these lawsuits, I don't know if you were involved in it or not, could not strike the names of 26,000 dead people from the rolls. I mean, no one was disputing the fact that these people were dead. Why? What was the rationale behind saying that that was somehow voter suppression to take dead people off the rolls?
Well, it's only voter suppression if they're voting, Howie. So, you know, you don't have to read too far between those lines, which is why people on our side go try to clean the voter rolls and why people who want to commit fraud, including people who want to allow it, like the Secretary of State of Michigan, let it roll through, because those names, so people listening understand, when people can identify who's dead, obviously, or who doesn't vote or won't vote, and if you go get a mail-in ballot, if you can finagle the system to get a ballot in that person's name and you know where it's coming, you go get that ballot. You vote the ballot. It goes in. And as I said, once those bad ballots go in the ballot box, it's too late. So all 50 states share a common weakness, and that is sloppy voter rolls. Sloppy voter rolls. And it opens the door for cheating and mischief. And that's why that lawsuit was brought. I think ultimately with the appeal, it'll prevail. Public interest law firm, PILF, led by Christian Adams, does a lot of work along those lines. He does great work in that respect. And as I said, the left has been litigating this stuff all over the country, essentially changing election laws through litigation for 20 years. And it's really only in the last 2 years that the right has really shown up in force to try to maintain good security and transparency in elections against the efforts on the left to undo all that.
Well, while all the other democracies in the world have been trying to strengthen voting integrity over the last 10, 20 years, the United States has been weakening it. It's really a terrible paradox that's been going on. I'm glad that tide may be turning. Where can people go to learn more about your efforts, Ken Cuccinelli, the former AG of Virginia?
WordElectionTransparency.com. We work with other partners. I'm also on Twitter at Ken Cuccinelli. They haven't kicked me off yet, interestingly enough. And all you have to do is be able to spell Cuccinelli to find that. So,
and how do you spell Cuccinelli? I think I know how to do it.
K-E-N-C-U-C-C-I-N-E-L-L-I.
So two C's and two L's. Yeah.
Two C's, two L's. It's phonetic in South Italy.
And I think though the most important thing is, as Chris Christie said, I always like to quote him in his first election. He said, "We have to win this by enough so that they can't steal the election." I mean, that's the ultimate safeguard, isn't it? Win by landslides.
The old consultant quote is, "Win by more than the margin of cheating." Yeah.
That's even better.
Christie was running in New Jersey, so he knew his battleground. Yeah.
508, one of my texters says, "It's funny how dead people never vote Republican." Yeah.
<That's pretty laughs>
It's odd how that happens. Thank you very much, Ken Cuccinelli, for being with us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher each month this winter compared to last year. That's a 24% increase due partly to higher gas supply prices because of Ukraine, fracking bans, Keystone Pipeline being stopped, et cetera, et cetera. This is just one of the many reasons that you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater right now. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, "I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range." Another excellent product by Eden Pure. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Alright,
G-Dope, I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
The Secretary of State in Massachusetts yesterday announced the results of the mail-in voting. There was more actual early voting and mail-in voting than there was day of election voting. And probably a lot of that had to do with the torrential downpours. It was a brutal day to go out to the polls. But, you know, you can't really complain that much about mail-in voting in Massachusetts, because I was just telling the VIPs, you know, it's not like in Pennsylvania where the Democrat Secretary of State just ordered changes unilaterally, you know, and you know, the Republicans file suit because it's extra constitutional or unconstitutional to do that. And the Democrat majority on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld the unconstitutional changing of the laws. I mean, it was fraudulent what was done in Pennsylvania and other states. But in Massachusetts, the legislature approved mail-in voting, passed it, was signed into law by the governor. And so it's hard to complain. And I think they said I didn't print out the story because it wasn't that significant, but I think they said there were about 24 dead people voted or attempted to vote that they caught, you know. And I wonder who was voting these dead people. I mean, there were no races that were decided by, you know, a handful of votes, but there were at least 24 dead people voting. Probably Joe Biden knows them. He probably has been talking to them today, judging from what happened at the press conference earlier today. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. It's a great product. I'm going to have some right now after I do the poll question in the next break. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's the Massachusetts GOP statewide candidate most likely to win in November? Jeff D'Elia Allen, Rayla Campbell, Jay McMahon, or Anthony Amore?
I think Anthony Amore.
19% say Anthony Amore. He's second to Jeff D'Elia and Leah Allen at 55%. Rayla Campbell in third, 16%. 9% say Jay McMahon.
All right, 844-500-4242. We just had on Mike M. from the Western Razor Company. We've sold out of our cheap bastard deal for the Western Razor Company and its High Noon safety razor, but you can still save on this American-made razor with American-made blades using code Howie10 at westernrazor.com/Howie. That's westernrazor.com/Howie. And use code Howie10, and you can save on that product. It's a great stocking stuffer for Christmas. You know, whether you like whether you have someone who's green or someone who likes to buy American or someone who just wants a close shave. 844-500-4242, 603. What is this ranked choice voting I keep hearing about, and why is it a thing? Why is it a thing? Democrats. It's a way to steal elections, okay? That's why Sarah Palin is not the, congresswoman from the one and only district in Alaska. It's why Bruce Poliquin is not the congressman from the second district in Maine. But, they're going to try it. We'll talk to Bruce about the upcoming election and how to deal with this again. This is, it's outrageous. And you know, that's one thing to be thankful for Anthony Amore for. He led the fight. The Democrats tried to put it in here 2 years ago, and they had tons of money from all the usual Silicon Valley big tech people. And Anthony Amore led the campaign, and he stopped it. And it's really a bad thing, ranked choice voting. It just, you don't need to know much about it. All you need to know is they threw it out of California. It was so bad that Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom was against it. They one time they had someone, I guess it was like the DA, not in San Francisco. It wasn't Kamala Harris, it was somebody else. The third place candidate ended up with the job. The third place candidate. It's an abomination. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie. I found out today that Bill Galvin's office is unable to send us postcards to make people aware of the question 4 on the ballot because of a paper shortage. Now, that's as lame as the broken water pipe in Philadelphia when they were counting the presidential ballot.
I don't know, Bob. Don't you think most people who are going to vote should know about question 4 by the time Election Day rolls around?
Oh, of course. But, I mean, the whole thing that they won't send a postcard to everybody, just like they send these applications for voting, is ludicrous.
Yeah, the reason it wasn't included in the overall voter guide was because it was a last minute thing. They had to get it to the printers early because it has to go out to 4 million, over almost 5 million people. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 860. Here's a good, this is from a texter, but it's a really good way of defining ranked choice voting. It's a way of tricking Republicans into voting for Democrats. Exactly. And you know, the Democrats in this state of Massachusetts haven't given up on it. They go to these town committee meetings. They say, well, can I vote ranked choice? No, you can't. You don't have it. You can only vote for one person. Thank goodness that it was defeated, not by much, but it was defeated in Massachusetts. You can't vote for two people. They just, you know, they have it. Oh, it's so difficult on a Democrat. There, you know, if there's a good Leninist candidate and a Trotskyite and a Maoist and a Sandinista, how am I can't make up my mind between one. I need to vote for at least two, maybe three of them. No, sorry. It's not your option. 844-500-4242. And some people say, and I've never, you know, studied it closely, but some people say that ranked choice voting was passed in Alaska so they could try to somehow protect Murkowski, you know, and she's apparently got her hands full with this, with a real Republican that she's running against, Kelly. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. 844-500-4242. 978 says, people need to read question 4 ahead of time. Wording is tricky. It takes a no vote to repeal it. A yes vote will keep it in place. I'll let everybody know beforehand. We'll make sure that everybody knows how to vote on that one. 844-500-4242. And don't forget the income tax thing either. I'm starting to see those ads on TV, and they're question 1. And they're also already putting out the flyers. I've gotten at least one flyer at my house in at my place in Wellesley, and I mean, talk about BS. I mean, you could call the Bunko Squad if they were selling a product and trying to, the money will go to the children and to transportation.
It was Tuesday, July 28th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We're working the day watch at a Bunko detail.
Whatever happened to the Bunko Squad? Where is the Bunko Squad when you need them? I'd like to call 911 and report question 1 yes campaign. God, it'll only be on millionaires, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks.
Very fake news.
It's got to be stopped. It's been stopped 5 times by the voters, once by the Supreme Judicial Court. But you know what they're counting on? They're counting on the dumbing down of the voters, of the electorate. You know, everybody's got a cell phone. You know, the world is at your fingertips in this cell phone, and people are dumber than ever. Talk about a dichotomy. It's amazing. They don't know anything. Emma Foley went out to UMass Boston. She was asking people questions. I said, why don't you ask them who the two candidates for governor are? And then Emma decided to ask them, maybe I'll ask them who the governor is. Not only did they not know who the two candidates were, they didn't know who the governor was. He's only been governor for 8 years.
There's a lot at stake here.
They had no idea who he was.
We'll don't know.
No, they don't know. They don't know. 844-500-4242. The investigation continues. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. Second time, long time. From Kemmerich Street in Portland.
Good for you. My family came from Oxford Street. The other day I was doing my call-in, my weekly call-in on WGAN, and the news the news account was about a senseless street shooting on Oxford Street. I think the neighborhood's changed since my family was there.
Yeah, I think so. I listen to that, and I hear it every day on the way in, listen to you on the way out.
Thanks.
Hey, just a quick comment on ranked choice voting. They passed it here in Maine. I still vote for one candidate, and I think it's nothing more than a way for the progressives to stack the deck in their favor, and that's it.
It is. That's it's a way to trick Republicans into voting for Democrats. It's as simple as that.
Did he call it wrong choice voting? Because I like that.
Wrong choice voting. That is a good way to describe it. It's ridiculous, and it's a scam. It's just another Democrat scam. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I'm John, the first time, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Howie, I don't know if you're aware, but if you go to the cityofmalden.org, you'll see that Malden is holding an election for Brazilians to come here and vote in the Brazilian election. And they're expecting, I thought I read like 40,000 people to come from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts. And it's also going on in Framingham. Now, if this is going on here in Massachusetts, I'm sure it's going on all over the country.
Well, I don't have a problem with that as long as they vote for Bolsonaro. That's the conservative who's running. He's been on the Tucker Carlson show. He's a really decent guy. He's a friend of Donald Trump, but he's unfortunately running behind in the polling in Brazil, John.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Howie. I don't expect that that he will get the vote out of here in Massachusetts. I would think the other candidate would get it, and I'm just worried about that. I didn't even know you could do something like this. I mean, I'm a taxpayer, and I guess we're paying for this.
We're paying for it. I don't know about. I didn't know about it. I'm opposed to us paying for it. I don't have a problem if the country of Brazil is paying for it. I think they have voting for expats in places like Paris and London, don't they? I think they do. I'm not sure. Thanks for the call, John. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Thanks for your show. And a couple of things. First, you know, I only want one person when I vote, and sometimes I even campaign for one person. But if I vote one person, other people who go to vote for number two and number three, they get three votes, and I only get one.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on ranked choice voting, even though I lived in the city of Cambridge where they pioneered ranked choice voting. And I never heard anyone say, you know, I wish we could have a system like Cambridge's where you didn't know who's elected to the city council until Thursday or Friday. You know, I never heard anyone clamoring for that to be, you know, expanded statewide or nationwide, but there it was. I don't know the answer to that. I think Bruce Poliquin is asking people to just vote for one candidate. That's the big one locally in New England this year is the second district of Maine. They have a third candidate, and I think it's it's just another Democrat. Or I'm not going to say he's a plant or a straw because I don't know that. But they're two lefty candidates, and there's Bruce Poliquin. Thanks for the call, Debbie. 844-500-4242, 774. There should be an IQ test required to vote in addition to voter ID. It's much too... That's not happening, 774. You know that. I mean, the poll tax, they said that was to disenfranchise poor voters, voters of color, et cetera, et cetera. That was thrown out by the Supreme Court a very long time ago. It would be good if you had an educated electorate because it would put an end to a lot of this nonsense. There's a lot of changes you could make to turn things around. Remember Dick Armey, the House Majority Leader? I remember when Gingrich became Speaker in 95. He wanted to do away with the withholding of income taxes, Social Security taxes, and wanted to force everybody to have to scrimp and save to make the quarterly payments to the Treasury. because he thought if you knew how much money you were paying out in taxes rather than just having it removed from your paycheck, you know, people would be up in arms. And of course, that's why it was never going to go anywhere, because they knew that Democrats and Republicans would be angry if people realized how much they were paying to the government. I always thought, you know, I love direct deposit like everybody else does. But, you know, one thing about getting a paycheck every week, you know, when you're 16, 17 years old and you get the first paycheck and, you know, you think you're going to get 100, 200 bucks, whatever it is. And then they hand you the check and it's for 72 bucks. I mean, it's a quick education, isn't it? It's something, you can learn a lot more in the school of hard knocks than you can in a classroom. William, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, William. You there?
Hello, Howie. Bill Frenier from Waldoboro, Maine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
You were talking about ranked choice voting.
Yes.
Bruce Poliquin lost last time.
I remember.
Ranked choice voting.
I remember. I didn't know how exactly ranked choice voting worked, but I remember on election night, Bruce Poliquin is only 2,000 votes ahead, and they're going to start the next round of counting. And I knew immediately he was going to lose, because I knew that's the only reason it was there, right, William?
That is correct. And I want everybody to know that all you have to do is vote for one. You do not have to go down through the whole gambit like they want you to. Just vote for one, and it's done.
One and done. We got to get Bruce Poliquin on to discuss it probably a couple of times before the election, just so people understand that. I've seen some of the main Republican literature, and they're just saying, you know, one vote. That's it, one vote. Thanks for the call, William. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I disagree with the last caller from Waldo County. What you want to do when voting, you vote your second and third or fourth choice, no matter how many there are, for the same person. Go all the way across the ballot and make them your first choice all the way across, and then they can't mess with the ballot afterwards.
I see what you're saying is so that they can't write in the other progressive or whatever or tamper with the ballot, I should say. Tamper. Yes. I don't know. We got to get Bruce Poliquin on to discuss this, because he's obviously the leading student of it, since it cost him his congressional seat. And it's outrageous. And it cost Sarah Palin the election too. I mean, there were two Republicans running. And there was one Democrat running. So guess who won? The Democrat. That's the problem. 844-500-4242. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of their gold rise over 1,300%. I repeat, 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst has been predicting $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
In the next hour, we'll play a lot of these Biden cuts. You've just heard the beginning of them. But people still want to talk a little bit about ranked choice voting. It's just people are saying now, so 207 is saying you can't write the same name down multiple times. It spoils the ballot. I don't know the answer. Again, we're going to get Pollock one on here to discuss this and get some instructions about which way to go. And I think Jared Golden should be toast, you know, especially with the price of energy going up like it is. And, it's hurting people in every congressional district, but look at the 2nd Congressional District. It's about as close to the North Pole as you can get if you're not in Alaska in the United States of America. And it's got to be a crushing issue for him. And he's you know, trying to run away from Nancy Pelosi. And he probably votes against her more than most of them do, which means he's down about 95%, whereas most of them are around 99%. 844-500-4242. Kieran, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kieran.
Hey, Howie. I worked on the Bruce Poliquin recount.
Yeah.
I went to Bangor and tried to figure all that out. And the only thing that I want to bring to light here is when I showed up, there was maybe 20 of us Republicans working for Bruce.
Yeah.
I bet there was 150 Democrats. There was one lawyer for us. They probably had six lawyers, maybe more. They had food, they changed the guard, the whole nine yards. It was crazy. The vote wasn't, the vote when you came across something that was questionable, you had to call up, get two lawyers to come over and look at it. So we were totally under the gun as Republicans, but the Democrats, they had it nice and cushy.
Karen, that's because Democrats don't have jobs. This is their job. You know, this is how they get their money by, electing, quote unquote, or selecting Democrats and just getting more money for themselves and their scams and their bundlers and their advocates and their transgender windmills and all of the Chinese communist made solar panels. It's all BS. Thanks. Thanks, Karen. Timothy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Timothy.
Oh, hi, Howie. I've been listening to you now for 25 years. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
But in my nicotine-stained fingers here in Skowhegan, Maine, is this ranked choice voting. I feel bad for our senior citizens. You know, they have no idea how to vote the last time. They thought they had to vote for everyone.
I don't think anybody knew how to vote, Timothy. Did they?
Yeah, neither did I. And by the way, the nicotine-stained fingers, that's about Rush Limbaugh. God rest his soul. You know, that's a good buddy of ours.
Yeah, I miss Rush Limbaugh. Thanks for the call, Timothy. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
Good. The ranked choice voting, I mean, Pollockin got screwed so bad.
Absolutely.
It was just totally ridiculous. I mean, I'm from up there, and nobody supports Golden. Nobody. We all hate him. There's no way Poliquin should have lost. It's rigged. It's just another rig for the Democrats, and I just can't believe we support it in Maine. It dumbfounds me.
It's the same scam they're working with the graduated income tax down here. They put out this nonsense. This gives you the voters more choice. That's what they say about ranked choice voting. Just like you say, the money will only come from millionaires and it will go to the children and to fix the crumbling infrastructure. It's all a crock. You got to pay attention. You know, you got to get the, you know, if you if you feel something in your pocket, they're picking your pocket. You know, they're not saying they love you. They're trying to take your wallet. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.